In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, we hear in the collect for today, grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that cleansed by this holy fast, we may be brought to thee with pure hearts, to the holy season which is to come. Cleansed by this holy fast, we may be brought to thee with pure hearts. This prayer enunciates a very important truth, that through the fast of the body, the soul, the heart, is purified. This truth reposes on the fact that man is a composition of two elements, body and soul. They are together, united, in such a way that one has influence on the other. The soul has influence over the body, but the body also has influence over the soul. Saint John Climacus said, "It is amazing to see the bodiless mind defiled and darkened by the body, and likewise the immaterial spirit purified and refined through clay." What he means is that evil actions committed by the body can defile the soul. And in the same way, fasting and mortification of the body can purify the soul. This is what the preface for Lent says. Qui corporalia unio vitia comprimis, mentem elevas virtutem lagiris et premia. Through the fast of the body, you, Lord, curbs our vices, elevates our minds, and virtue is increased and rewarded through Christ our Lord. So this holy season of Lent is a time of purification for us. Through fast, we not only make some reparation for the sins we have committed, but we are also purified, cleansed, washed inside by the waters of the grace of God. That's the power of fasting. Lent is like a spiritual field. The more we sow through fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, the more we will reap in fruits of sanctification. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. But whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So, my brethren, let us take full advantage of this time of penance which is gifted to us. This is the time to remember we are all sinners in need of conversion, in need of doing penance in need of doing reparation. Let us offer to God as many sacrifices as we can, knowing that our sacrifices not only serve to show God our love, but they also serve to purify our souls. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.